Hello guys, welcome to the Blackspin Global Podcast. I am Lucy.
And I'm Eugene.
And guys, welcome to the very last Wimbledon podcast on site. Day 14.
Emotional scenes, Lucy.
It is over. I'm actually way sadder than I expected. Yeah, I didn't think I was going to be this sad.
It is kind of mad.
But this has actually been like one of the best 2 weeks of my life.
Wow.
Like, honestly speaking.
Wow.
I think it's because it's crazy. If you actually sit down and just think like, raw, like, I was just coming here as a fan.
Yeah.
Like, the stairs that I'm walking up to are stairs I just used to just see from the corner. And I'm just really proud at how natural during all of this has been as
well.
And what we've accomplished.
It's been big, no one
is doing what we're doing, Eugene.
I know.
Like, yeah, there's a lot of media people, but we're the only one focusing on our people.
Indeed.
You get me?
It's very powerful, man. It's very, very powerful.
Like, that is a really nice thing to deep.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Like, yeah. And I don't think, again, it will properly settle in or kind of sink
in. Oh, yeah. It still
hasn't sunk in
for me.
It's all done. And like, maybe it will take about a week or maybe even two.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a few. Like, yeah.
I think once I write my first email, I'll be like, damn.
Back to work. Man, I know. But no, Lucy, everything you just said, and like, again, thank you, man, because you put in tremendous work.
Oh, thank you.
Like, this fortnight. And it's been mad. Like, yeah, just seeing your growth as well. Like,
thanks.
Like I said, and I've said this to you privately,
bro.
Like you're moving like a journalist. Like honestly, like you're putting a lot of these journalists to shame. And it's funny. It's quite funny to see, and I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you, man.
Massive credit to you, man. But
thank
like you.
You
said again, like what we're doing, like it's hitting like with the players, obviously our followers as well, which is why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. And I'm just very proud. Like, beyond proud.
For real.
And truly. But
and thank you to everyone who's been listening and tuning in. Like, the support the last 2 weeks has been insane. Mm-hmm. Like, the shares, the comments, like, we can't even keep up at
it's
times.
Nuts.
Like,
the phone
it's
just
so
constantly
crazy.
Pinging
like,
off.
Like, when I open Twitter, my Twitter actually moves so slow. Like, it moves so slow because the interaction's just been crazy.
And IG as well.
And IG. Right, yeah. IG, like, it's just been insane.
People
it just
sharing
shows,
as well, like, to their stories.
Exactly.
Like, it's massive. It's huge.
It just shows how much, like, you know, people are rooting for us and how much we are working hard as well.
Indeed.
So shout out to us.
Indeed.
We're going to be drinking some Pimm's and get drunk later. Drink responsibly, guys.
I like that disclaimer. But yeah, let's get into it, Lucy. So
yes,
we have a champion.
We have a champion,
yo,
guys.
So crazy.
Yes,
so
sir.
Claire V. Ngunu, the second seed in American, is the girls' champion for 2023.
Per...
And what a run.
Mate.
So, yeah, she played 6 matches, did not drop a set.
Not one.
In any of those matches.
And most of those matches finished, like, in under an hour. I think all of them
she
did.
I don't think all of them. I think this one went just over
just
an
went
hour.
Over, yeah.
And I think
before this one.
Was it semi-final?
No, semi-final was at 58 minutes.
Damn, okay.
This is what I'm saying. When we were looking at the time, we were like, damn,
is it
going to be under an hour or not?
But yeah, no, she just flew through. Like, she was on a mission.
She was.
I think it's been really impressive to see her, like, in the flesh. Because obviously, yeah, we've seen her on TV and, like, known of her for a while.
Mm.
But yeah, like, to see her up close and personal, it's been impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what have you made of her game as well? Like,
I even said this to you, like, off air, like, my impression of Claire V is that she's like an all-round player. Like, she serves well, she moves well on grass, she's very powerful, she's great at the lobs, she's great at the net. Like, she's literally like, for nearly 17-year-old, she is honestly really skilled and really, really great. You can see that her gaming style is perfect for it as well, like the perfect for grass.
Yeah.
Um, yeah, honestly, it's really impressive. I think another thing as well that you even mentioned is how she takes her time.
Mm.
Between points, that she's not rushing, she's taking her time. Like, even while she's even playing, like, when the ball is coming, like, she's literally like, okay, yeah, I have to move like this, I have to move like that. You can see that she has, like, a clear strategy.
Yeah.
Very mature as well. You can see it on court as well. But, yeah, really, 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 really great player.
I think, like you said as well, that what's most impressed me is, yeah, her maturity.
Oh, man.
Both obviously on court and off court
she's
too.
She's so well spoken.
Speaks ridiculous. Like, she speaks so well.
Yeah.
It's just very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
So that, again, we should really credit her parents.
To be fair, she did say, so I think the ITF is doing this thing on social where it's like, oh, here are the things that you don't know about me. And one of the things that she did actually mention, the first thing that she mentioned, is that she's a writer.
Oh, wow, okay.
So she said that she's not great at writing stories, but she's good at, like, writing her thoughts, writing poetry.
Love that.
So I'm guessing she does a lot of reading as well, obviously, course, if you're doing that. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's probably why she's so, you know, yeah, great at it. But, yeah, I remember seeing that this morning or yesterday morning, something like that. So, yeah.
No, that's a nice line. Mm. And yeah, this is her first singles Grand Slam title, but she is a two-time doubles Grand Slam winner.
Yep.
So she won the Australian Open, I think that was in 2022, and the French Open this year, just before Wimbledon. So she's kind of made for the big occasion, and I think there's been a lot of talk and, like, kind of hype around her, and rightly so, because she's got the game, like, to basically back that up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nice seeing her, like, kind of fulfill her potential.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's very early stages. She's just 16, like, well, she's a few days shy of her 17th birthday, but yeah, she's a name to look out for.
100%.
And a very exciting one as well.
And a lot of people already know about her. Yeah. Like, when you look out on social, a lot of people were rooting for, even, like, before she even won the match, you're like, yeah, go Claire V and stuff. So you can see that, you know, She's getting out there, and obviously with the help of the USTA giving her that exposure and everything, so, and the fans. So shout out to the people rooting for her, because it makes a difference. Speaking of a game, you did ask her, like, about it and stuff, like, how she hasn't.
Yeah, like, basically how well her game suited to grass.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she gave a really nice answer, which we'll play for you here.
Over the course of the last 2 weeks, it has progressed to be more well-suited for the grass, because I mean, people have told me before that, you know, your game should be so good for grass, like, you should love it, and I just didn't love it, so I didn't understand that. But I think people look at kind of, like, the outward, what you see, like, just game styles, but in terms of, like, how people feel physically is, like, I did not feel good on grass at all. And even now it's so interesting with the wind and adjusting accordingly, but I'm really glad that I was able to adapt. And now I can actually confidently say that I feel like I am well suited for grass.
Yeah, so that was Claire B talking about her grass court game. And again, I think you could probably hear, like, how confident she is.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that comes across quite well, I think, as well. Like, and I think she even mentioned how, like, yeah, her game is pretty much well suited to, like, all surfaces, which for someone so young to be, like, already comfortable, like, playing on all the surfaces, like, that bodes very
exactly.
well, like, for her future.
100%. And the fact that she won both, like, back to back like that is quite impressive. Even though it's just doubles, it's still something. I think for me as well, which is why I tweeted on our account, I think another thing for me that stood out is the fact that this is a black girl winning with a black coach.
Say it again.
A black girl winning with a black coach. This is Black Swing Global,
it's
baby.
It's beautiful to see, man. And obviously that coach is Jermaine Jenkins.
Our
guy. Like, one of the nicest guys.
Oh,
like,
yes.
I think you'll, like, ever meet as
100%,
well.
Yeah,
100%,
yeah.
And yeah, it's again, it's very powerful to see that. Like,
especially that there's not a lot of black coaches around.
Exactly. Obviously, Jermaine has worked with the USTA for a while now, but obviously before then he was, I think, most well known for working with Venus Williams, And then obviously Naomi Osaka
yep.
for a while. But yeah, now he's with Claire V, and it clearly it's working.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Now she's a Grand Slam champion.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Claire V did speak about like their relationship and like what kind of what it's like working with Jermaine, which we'll play for you here.
Jermaine's great. It's such a good experience working with someone who's like been at the pro level, working with professional tennis players. It's nice to just pick at his brain and to hear stories and just experiences that he's had on tour, and to take that with me. It's kind of like having that in my back pocket. But we've been getting along quite well. I love working with him and I love annoying him. So I'm looking forward to more of these experiences.
So yeah, that was Claire V speaking about her relationship with Jermaine. So she enjoys winding him up as well, which was quite funny.
But that shows that they have like a good relationship, which is what's needed.
No, for sure. On today's match, Lucy, like, what did you make of is Nicola Buttonkova?
Very strong player.
Yeah.
She
had a big win in the semi-final, so she beat the top seed.
Yeah,
in the
which
so
is what.
High on confidence.
Yeah, because I saw a lot of people like. Obviously, when I was reading people's comment about written for her and stuff, they were like, I think some people even, hence, I think that's one of the reasons why some people expected her to win.
Yeah.
Because apparently she's normally like a very all-round player. I think the wind actually messed up her rhythm.
Yeah.
Her serves were like kind of like she just couldn't understand why she was losing some of it. But really and truly, it's all the wind. Like, even this Alcaraz and Djokovic match, which is going on right now, Djokovic himself is frustrated because of the win. So mm-hmm. I really hope she doesn't, you know, bump herself into it too much. Like, do you get what I mean? Like,
yeah,
being too low about it. Because she did cry. She was very low.
Understandable.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was very, very low. But I do hope that, you know, she's proud of herself for, like, you know, beating a top-ranked player.
Yeah,
making
all
the way to the
final.
Yeah. With these shitty conditions as well. And they were not even meant to be playing the finals today, remember?
I'm not sure about that, Lucy. The only thing that wasn't great was the way their match was on court 12
rather
as opposed
than
to court one. I think it was scheduled for Sunday.
Okay. Either way, they should have been playing on court
100%,
which was supposed to be happening.
We did not like that scheduling.
She did not like that scheduling herself.
Yeah.
To be precise, you know, she did say that she was actually bummed. And she was trying not to complain about it. Like, she really wanted to play on court one and stuff.
But again, I loved her answer. Like, it was answered with such, like, grace.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
No attitude.
Yeah, exactly.
Considering she was the number two seed.
Mm-hmm.
And it should have been a match that was on court one.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she was like, yeah, obviously pretty bummed, but she got the job done.
It is what
12.
It is. Yeah.
So, yeah, man, very, very excited for Claire V's future.
Yeah.
And again, a big, big congrats to her.
And she will play on that court one. 100%. Again.
Listen,
no
man,
worries.
It's only a matter of time. We were debating again off air yesterday, I think we were saying, like, oh, what would she do in terms of main draw, like WTA now? Like,
yeah.
Will she? And I think she probably will be getting maybe a wild card.
I think Nadal will go into the hard courts in America. Definitely, I think some tournaments will give her some
wild
card.
I'm saying maybe a US Open wild card, maybe.
I would not be mad at that. She did play some qualifying rounds before, I think last year, US Open.
Yeah, I think that rings a bell, actually.
She did. She actually lost to Egyptian player, Sharif.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember if it's last year or the year before. I think it was last
year. Must have been last year, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because of her age, I think it was last year. But yeah,
that'd be interesting to kind of keep an eye on that to
mm-hmm.
see. Yeah, because, I mean, wouldn't it be a big surprise?
Yeah.
And yeah, she can cause a lot of trouble, like, in terms of a more experienced player meeting them in a main draw or a Grand Slam. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be very exciting to see. So,
for real.
Yeah, shouts out to Claire V and congrats again.
Mm-hmm.
And also to Jermaine,
too.
To
the team, too, yeah.
And exactly, the whole team, man. It's a great look.
Mm-hmm.
Where to next, Lucy? I mean...
we can start with the ladies' finals quickly.
Oh, we should.
Shout out to our North African sis.
Oh, Ons.
That was a tough one.
It was.
You
watched most of that?
I watched, ooh, yeah, most of that thing, and then I watched like the last couple games.
Yeah, so it's Marquette,
I went quickly to the court. There was some free space.
Who hooked out for you anyway?
Oh my gosh. Okay, guys, I get a bit nervous going to the broadcast. You know what? Actually, at the beginning of this tournament, I was going to reception all the time.
day one, I was like, what's
day one, day two, day three. The first week of the second week, it was me.
It was all you.
Uh-huh. So, please.
Okay. I've been humbled.
Exactly. It's my only bad. Now it clicked to me. Because you keep on bringing it up. And I'm like, hold on a minute.
My bad.
But yeah, I get a little bit nervous. To be fair, after this podcast, I'm going to go down and be like, are there any free space to watch a little bit of the men's final? Let's see what they say. But
good luck.
I know, right?
Good luck.
But yeah, the women's final, it was, mate.
Marquette Bondjusova, unseeded, the first
unseeded
champion.
Yeah, Wimbledon champion.
From the Czech Republic. She's 25. I didn't know she was that young.
Yeah, she's pretty young. And this time.
She's even younger than 24. I think she's 24.
I can't remember. All I know is that she's unseeded. And this time last year, she was literally recovering from a surgery, walking around London being a tourist.
But a year later, she won the
Wimbledon.
She's also had like good results though. She beat Osaka at the Olympics.
But that's why some people wanted to make clear that.
She's been a Grand Slam finalist as well. Was that the French?
I think it was a French, yes, it was a French. But that's what a lot of people wanted to make clear that, hey, this is not luck, this is just not anything.
Exactly.
She's worked for this.
She's a quality player.
It's just that because she was not playing for a little while because she was recovering from surgery, that's why, that's the beautiful story out of it, basically. At this time last year, she was literally doing touristic stuff with her sister, a man on her own. It's just so crazy how life works. Like, look how your life can change in a year.
Mad.
And also, I want to say, I know people are trying to cook her.
Why?
For her picture after with her title.
Oh,
listen,
don't. I love that.
I actually respect it. It's not every day be dressy. Sometimes, give the bare minimum.
Indeed.
Especially to Wimbledon, where they're all about nicey stuff. Sometimes, don't be too nice. Sometimes do whatever the hell you want to do. So shout out for just putting on jeans, a black top, and a pink shirt. Like, I'm pretty sure they looked at her like, what are you doing? And she's like, yeah, this is how I'm putting up. And I respect it. Shout out to her for real.
Sometimes be a real one. I love that.
But shout out to Ons as well. Unlike the people chatting crap on social, I wholeheartedly believe that she will win Wimbledon one day.
Yeah, without doubt.
Without a doubt. She's not the first to be losing like this. She's not the first to be losing
for me
when
as well.
We thought that she will win it. Like, there's been so many big champions that we've seen who eventually won. Or we've seen some people who even had, like, crazy losses as well. Yeah. So
for me, the most impressive thing about Jabeur is the fact that she's back. She came back to a final after reaching the final last year.
Yep.
And also her route to the final. Like, she beat some big players from the quarterfinals, the semifinals, and then obviously she lost in the final. But I mean, it's been a good tournament for her. Of course, it's very disappointing, like, to lose a final. But
she did say this was the biggest one, like, biggest loss of her career.
You could understand that, but
not everyone can come back to back like that and 100%. Still keep going.
She'll be back, man.
She will.
And for me, it's only a matter of time. I don't know which one's going to be. I do feel like she has a shot in New York.
In New York, you said so.
But again, it depends on like kind of how she kind of recovers from this. But yeah, she's got a few Grand Slams like with her name on them, 100%.
Facts.
So shouts out to Ons. Course, congrats to Marquette Bondjusova. And yeah, the men are still going as we record. So what's the score now?
People are looking at us like, why are you guys recording? This is Blackspin Global, honey. Okay? We will not cover the Caucasians like that.
What is the score, though?
The score is... All right. So right now we are on the third set.
It's the fourth.
Fourth set, sorry. And we are... Alcaraz one set away. And it's 2-1.
On serve.
Djokovic won that first set. He nearly bageled Alcaraz. Then he went to a crazy tie break on the second set. Then that third set, there was the longest game I probably ever watched.
Mud. 13 deuces.
It was 13 deuces, and it was like 20
plus minute game.
20, yeah, like 25 minutes, 20, yeah, 25 minutes long.
Joking.
Yeah, so on the fourth set, and I might actually go and see, you know.
I'm going home.
I know you're going home.
Good luck to them both, man. But, nah.
Yeah. But yeah, good luck to them, and let's see who's a champ. But either way, thank you guys for tuning in the last 14 days. We hope that you've enjoyed it. We know we have.
To be fair, it hasn't really been 14 days straight, you know. It's been like, because don't forget, we didn't do one on...
Yeah, but it doesn't matter about a pod. We've been posting updating. True. So please.
True.
It's been straight. Yeah, maybe
you scrap
days.
That, edit that out.
It's been 14 days. So yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. And...
yeah, we'll be doing a review as well.
Of our experience.
Yeah. But again, that will be at some point. Yeah, that will be at some point next week. So, yeah, just keep an eye on all the social media channels. And again, guys, yeah, like Lucy said, man, thank you again for kind of riding this wave with us. It's been fun, and I hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have.
For sure.
And yeah, guys, until our next episode, we'll catch you soon.